This is the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Jeffrey Riley. The majesty of the Rogue River is best observed by boat. Roads and trails just can't get to all the great viewing places on the river downstream from Grants Pass. Between Grants Pass and the beginning of the wild section of the river, big motorboats like floating buses ply the waters along with all the human-powered craft. Those are the vessels of Hellgate Jet Boat Excursions, working the river since 1959. Our business segment, The Ground Floor, visits this month with Hellgate Jet Boat Excursions, where Travis Hamlin is the general manager and our guest. Welcome, Travis.
Thanks, Jeff, for having me.
It's good to have you here today. So give us a little bit of the history. How did Hellgate Jet Boat Excursions get started?
Well, you know, we're one of the original jet boat companies in the country. So back in 1959, mail boats and Hellgate jet boats both started and kind of brought this unique experience into the United States, where it originally started in Australia. What's great about our river, of course, is it's one of the original wild and scenic rivers. So a lot of the environment that you get to experience is preserved, protected, and a more natural setting. So it's this really beautiful resource that we have here in Southern Oregon. My father and mother purchased the company about 36 years ago and combined it along with Rogue Jet Boats to create the Hellgate Excursions we know today. And we've updated our brand at the OK Corral. A lot of folks know it as the OK Corral, where you stop and eat, is now the Hellgate River Lodge. And so that's a big change for this year. And next year, we're going to be celebrating our 60th anniversary. So we're very excited about it.
Was there ever any question about you going into the family business? Or was it the kind of thing you said, maybe one of these days?
You know, I always really enjoyed it. And so when I headed off to college, I always thought it would be really great to come back and work with my father. And really, as a family, it is a family business. Both my sisters are in the business. And so I think it was something we all were very proud of and looked forward to being a part of. So not really a question, if I'm being honest. It was always something I think we all looked forward to.
You know, if you Google Hellgate Jet Boat Excursions, actually search it out on YouTube, you find clip after clip after clip. So people clearly enjoying themselves over the years. And here's a sample of what's out there.
Now, this boat is made of all aluminum. It is 36 feet long, 10 feet wide. She is powered by three 454 Chevy engines. That creates about 1,100 horsepower for us. It's plenty to get us up and down this river. That does allow us also to travel in as little as 6 inches of water.
And that's the really recognizable sound, the roar of those jet boats. 6 inches of water. How do these boats operate, Travis?
Well, you know, that's what makes this experience so special, and that's where we really like to let people know this is an authentic jet boat experience. Jet boats were designed to, as he said, travel in inches of water, and it's something that most boats can't do. When the jet boats started here, you know, back in 1959, this is where that technology was pioneered, and so it comes into the hull design. And then a lot of our processes and procedures and, frankly, our equipment here is modeled after aircraft safety. So we have quite a few redundant systems on the boat. We have multiple engines, multiple pumps, and all that is built so that we feel comfortable carrying passengers. And we've done a lot of research and history and things like that on different operations around the world. And we're very proud of the platform we've developed here. These boats, you know, rely on lift just as an aircraft does. And if you don't have your power to create that lift, you also don't have steering and you don't have braking. And so, you know, these boats have three engines on them, in fact, and they're all separate redundant systems to make sure that if one engine has an issue, you have two more. And the way between those power curves and that bottom design and the equipment that we choose to put in creates a platform that really can. And what we tell people is we specialize in carrying heavy payloads over inches of water. And so our boat building brand, Katana Craft, you know, that's born out of Hellgate Excursions. And so we are kind of the leader and known to have these big boats, whether it's passenger transport or cargo or, you know, government applications, whatever that is. That's what we do. And so we're very proud of that fact that that technology has come so far. We've taken about, you know, 50 years of practical knowledge and experience on the river and combine that with the sophistication of the engineering and naval architecture world. And we really have this state-of-the-art platform that can go anywhere. And so these boats are very well recognized in their abilities around the country. And, you know, we've helped train Navy SEALs in the past and all kinds of groups that are looking to use this platform. But that's what our customers get to experience. And that's what creates such an unusual ride is when you're in smooth water, you get this fantastic gliding sensation. You know, you're lifted up over the water, and so you're sliding and almost flying really low over the water, if you will. And then, of course, as you get into that really shallow section, you're able to ride through those rapids and carry through. And it's just this, you know, exciting, safe, and good family fun adventure that lets everybody from the kids to the grandparents feel comfortable but enjoy this really exciting time together. And, you know, we just feel lucky that we get to do that for people and be a part of that.
Travis Hamlin is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. This is our monthly visit with business starters, owners, entrepreneurs called The Ground Floor. You can join the conversation at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org, as we talk about Hellgate jet boat excursions. Let me understand the relationship then. You're actually building your own boats?
We do. Yeah, we started building our boats quite a while ago and kept having requests from external customers, and we really weren't able to take care of folks, even though they wanted us to, and over the years have been able to expand enough to do that. And so we started our focus in government, military, commercial boats and serving that sector. And now 2 years ago, we've launched our own recreational line. And so we're actually still building that line, and that's been pretty successful for us. So we're pretty pleased and trying to keep up and seeing where that brand takes us. But you know, it's all about quality, which is similar to our Hellgate brand. We want that quality experience for folks, and it's the same thing in our boats. So now private folks can get them, and the big, of course, commercial guys use us as well.
I think this answers the question then about how you can survive as a seasonal business. You've got much more than the seasonal business to fall back on.
You know, it's funny. A lot of people say, where do you go on vacation in the winter and things like that? But the way our business works, we're really getting ready all winter long. In the summer, you know, we will see just around 75,000 folks in 4.5 months. And as you can imagine, everything has to be ready to go and to make sure that everyone, you know, has a great customer experience, that things are top notch. And it really takes all winter long for us to get going. And so there's a ton of prep work, a ton of training, and a ton of things that we do to make sure that every year is improved upon. And so we're actually planning some special stuff for our birthday year next year. And again, trying to make sure that customer experience, you know, keeps getting better and better.
How do you keep peace with the other users of the river, though? Because there are people in the human powered craft that don't necessarily appreciate having a motorboat coming by, especially as big as yours are. I know you're sensitive about passing people, but then you got permits to deal with too, don't you?
Yeah, you know, I always love taking this question because, you know, it's a fact that, you know, we interact with a ton of river users. We do have permits. We do have oversight. You know, I think we're accountable to 18 different agencies if I were to add it all up. And so, you know, the big thing is, first, we do everything by the book. So we have nothing to worry about. And we're very proud of that. We have a good reputation with all the agencies. And, you know, we make sure that we're proactive in that approach. In fact, in some of those, for example, Coast Guard stuff, we've led the way in jet boat safety. We've written the manual for the Coast Guard in jet boat safety. We've developed some of the safety things that are used today on multiple jet boats. So we're very proud of that. When it comes to river users, you know, the biggest thing that we focus on and that our pilots focus on is courtesy. And that's the bottom line. And what I always say is it's courtesy coupled with education. Our pilots do an amazing job of interacting with so many river users. And to be frank, some are more experienced than others, you know, and the ones with less experience can put themselves in bad positions or things, and our pilots have to adapt to that. The biggest issue that we run into is usually a lack of river knowledge or education, and it's no one's fault. We all go out, we, you know, enjoy the river. And if we're floating the river, there's much less to worry about. You know, we're in an inflatable, and we can take our time. If you're in a drift boat, of course, you've got to know your lines a little bit better. In a jet boat, you know, we have lines that we have to take. And as we discussed earlier, lift is such a big part of a jet boat. And what that means is we're sitting on top of the water, and that's how we get through those 6-8 inches of water. And the biggest thing that we end up explaining to people is our largest complaint is, if a boat goes by you and they didn't slow down.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that our pilots do a great job in doing that. But what happens is, as the water level drops, there's less places they can go and there's less places they can slow down. And so what we love to make sure river users know is that, hey, you know, if there is a way for us to slow down, that's what we're going to do. You know, courtesy is our biggest thing. However, if you're in a section that's only inches deep or that's a narrow channel, we are going to have to go by you. And that's just to make sure everyone is safe.
How fast does the boat have to go to get into 6 inches of water?
Well, it just has to be on plane. Mm-hmm. And so to be on plane, there's actually variable speeds. Mm-hmm. And they can slow down a little, but what they can't do is settle in.
Uh-huh.
And one of the other biggest myths, especially in this section of the river, is that people assume if these boats are going fast that they're going to throw a bigger wake. And that's the biggest thing in this design is these boats, because they're lifted out of the water, will actually throw a smaller wake when they're on plane than a normal, you know, regular deep V boat. And so when you have that, you know, assumption of, oh, if this person's going fast, they throw a bigger wake, we really tell people, hey, when the boats go by, take a look. You know, that wake compared to a normal boat will be much less dramatic. And because of that, you know, when we're on plane, sometimes it's actually better to keep the boat at speed. The other thing you'll see a pilot do is if it's safe to do so, and they can't slow down in going around someone, you'll see them kind of tip the tail end of the boat away from the river user. And what that does is it throws the majority of the wake away from the river user. Mm-hmm. And so when we talk about this with folks, we give them some things to look for so that they know our pilots are always, you know, trying to make sure that river users aren't impacted and have, you know, a good experience with us as well. It's not just about our customers. It's about everybody.
Travis, we have less than a minute left. I just want to ask about whether drought and fire have worked your schedule a little hard the last few years.
You know, last year we were definitely impacted by the smoke. You know, we operate as long as it's safe to do so. And so I'm hoping for a low fire season this year. Water is always something we monitor very closely, and how it's released from the dam definitely impacts us and, of course, has a ripple effect on the hotels, restaurants, gas stations, gift shops. So it is something we watch very closely, and we try to update our guests as soon as we have the information. But we'll look forward to operating into mid-September, and right around there we'll make good decisions based on water levels and see how far we can get into it.
Okay, Hellgate Jet Boat Excursions into its 60th year next year. Hellgate River Lodge has changed its name from the OK Corral this year. And then Katana Craft is the boat building branch of the business. A lot going on there. Travis Hamlin is the general manager of Hellgate Jet Boats and our guest in this month's edition of The Ground Floor. Thanks for joining us.